Welcome back to Stripes, the Bianconeri podcast, a podcast for Juventus fan all over the world, by Juventus fan all over the world, hosted by Radio Bianconera. I'm Matteo and meet Thiago. Hi Thiago, how are you?
Hi Matteo, I think the hype train is back on track and we are coming back.
Oh, so it's a confident Thiago we have here today. Well, yeah, so Juventus won 2-0 yesterday. It was a great weekend for Juventus because basically nobody won except for Roma. But Roma right now look like to have other issues, okay? So Juventus won 2-0 against Bologna in a morning game, and a super morning game for me because it was 3:30 here where I live. And we had a goal score from Arthur that his shot was deflected by one of the Bologna defenders, and then the second half McKennie was able to have a header on a corner kick. Okay, honestly, I think Juventus had like a solid performance. Was like the best performance? No, of course, but I think it was a solid performance. And if we're gonna go back and look at the statistic of the game, Juventus have at least a 6 big chance to score, okay, while Bologna basically didn't have any. And the biggest danger that Bologna brought to Juventus net was basically an header by Cuadrado that Szczesny saved him. I don't know how, okay. And yes, there was another shot by Soriano, but there was a shot from the outside of the box. So I think Juventus deserved to win. Actually, I thought we could have won like easily, but it's a win and we take a win.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not that optimistic, but I heard and read some comments, and it seems that Juventus fans are more confident, not about all performance, but about the other club's performance. But if you consider this, this Bologna, of course, it's not that biggest challenge, but for me, it's clear that Juventus is playing differently the defense. You know, it doesn't seem that team that played open wide, open field games as before. It seems that a team that plays more positionally than before. And I don't know what you think about this, but honestly, for me, it seems that a team that plays better for Bonucci, for Chiellini, for example, that are two players that are having problems.
Well, yes, you may be right over there. You maybe have a point over there because, yes, especially when Bonucci and Chiellini play, I don't think we are able to keep our defense line high as Pirlo maybe want to do it, okay? I guess it would be easier if you have like a Demiral or De Ligt starting together, some younger player that no use for years and years playing in some way, okay? But on the other hand, I need to see something like that. And I don't know if it's just my photo or it's something else. But look, it's curious because Bologna came yesterday to Turin, okay? And the first 10 minutes, maybe Juventus really was pressuring high the other team, of course. But during the game, especially after the first half of the second half, the first half and the beginning of the second half, Bologna actually tried to play the game. They didn't close themselves on the back, hoping just to not be scored and eventually score one goal on us, okay? They tried to put high pressure on us. They try to play their game actually, and it's something that it's curious because it looks like a bigger team, like for example Napoli last Wednesday in the Supercoppa, they basically was waiting for us, okay, and they would try just to attack them with counterattacks, while Bologna tried to play the game because they know that actually this year Juventus allow some chance to score to the opposing team. So yeah, of course, Juventus is a better team, is more stronger, is a better player, and you had to score twice. But actually, I like the approach that Bologna has at the game, and they had nothing to lose at the end. So why not? Why not try to come to Torino and play the game?
Yeah, and I think Mihajlovic doesn't know how to play a defensively game that very deep end game, you know. And as you said, you have nothing to lose and you can maybe show something else. that's a good opportunity because you have some fast players, some skilled players like Orsolini, like Sansone. Soriano can make some passes and be dangerous on his movements because he steps inside the box dozens of times. But Barrow is not that center forward. It's a movement player. So they were not able to keep the ball up front. There were some spaces, but they were not able because we had some very, very good performance in the midfield.
Yes, yeah, and you're right about that. And look, Juventus is still trying to find himself. I think we still it looks like right now the midfield with the double pivot like Arthur and Betancourt, which actually Arthur playing more like a left midfielder. Okay, it looks like it's working, especially when McKennie is on the pitch. Okay, and it looks it's working because actually in this way, Betancourt doesn't have the way or always receiving the ball because it's something that Arthur can do really well. And but at the same time, Arthur is learning to play a little more vertical than what he was used to do. Okay, and McKennie is being like an unbelievable player for us. He's such an unbelievable add to this team. And thinking of how young he is and how much he can still improve, it looks like he's really can be like an exciting player. On the other hand, on the left, yes, the Bernardeschi, I think he could do another chance because it was nothing for sure than terrible. And of course, we were talking about this after the last episode, but I don't even think that in the Super Cup he had a nice game. But I think our expectation for Bernardeschi are so low that whenever he actually do a nice pass, one pass, he just looked like he had a good enough game. So, but yeah, I don't know. That's I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, I think that about Bernardeschi, it seems that candle, that old candle that's about to lose the energy, the flame. And then a pass happens and then that flame comes up. But, you know, those movements in the midfield yesterday were so nice. If you consider both McKennie and Bernardeschi stepping inside the box, it was nice. It was lovely. And in the same way, it seems that the midfielders, the other two, Betancourt and Arthur, were solid over there while the other two were stepping inside the box. That Arthur goal reminds me the first Ramsey goal against Hellas Verona, where he shot and was deflected. And I hope that Arthur's physical condition became different from Ramsey, because he's so important. It's so important, and he did some. Honest, I don't want to compare, of course, because it would be stupid. But some movements and some feints from Arthur reminds of Iniesta without touching the ball, which is so nice to see because there's always someone marking, and he feints it so easily. That creates a 2-against-1 opportunity, and when you have a player like Cuadrado that usually create some huge problem to defenders, this is such a great opportunity. You have to use it every single time it's possible.
Yeah and actually it's nice having like a player like Arthur that you know you're gonna give the ball to him and he's not gonna lose it. Okay, and so yeah, I think it's like a fact, you can consider the fact that when Arthur play, Juventus actually play better. Because I think nobody can say the opposite. I would like to say a little bit, because I was actually a little bit surprised that Pirlo decided to start Ronaldo alongside Kulusevski, and I like the way that both of the players, they're looking that to know each other, like they started to understand each other. I think it could look. The point is this: Ronaldo is like in the period of the year. I guess usually it happens. Yeah, it happens really November, December, and now I guess with it's happening a little bit later. But it's the period that you know that is down period. Still, is in down period, is a top scorer in Serie A, because I think he has something like 40, 15 goals like in 14 games. Okay, So really, you cannot criticize him. Maybe you can start to rest him a little bit more, but I think it's just a matter of time when Ronaldo is going back to be Ronaldo, okay? Kulusevski still, you know, is an ascending young player that he can do everything. He can do everything. He can even play like a striker, because yesterday, if you check the heat map, he was basically playing like a nine, but he's able to get the ball, he's able to create, he's able to finish. And I will really hope that he could become like a midfield player, like under what Zidane was used to play, I think. And but he's still so young that basically the sky is the limit for this young player.
Yeah, and it's kind of easy to criticize Kulusevski during the game because of some bad decisions. But when you realize that, oh my God, that dude is so young and he's playing out of his natural position and all of his other natural positions, I mean, like a tricortista, like a winger, a midfielder, and he's there, he's trying to improve his movements to be the best player possible for the squad, for the team, and this is so nice. And the other hand, as you said about Ronaldo, I usually watch the matches without any commentaries, but it's good to analyze some things, to listen to some other things, and I don't remember listening Ronaldo's voice during the match. It's not the first time. He seems sad when this happens, because we are always listening his voice arguing and asking for the ball, but it's different. But it's a period from the season. We always heard about Ronaldo's first months of the season, but this is a completely different situation. And I think you're right about him, about both, actually.
Well, yeah, well, look there, nice game. I tell the first half, they created like four or five chances to score just by themselves. I think Skorupski had like a couple of really nice saves. Then, on something we need to think about, something negative that happened, because after the first half, you watch the second half, and the first 5 minutes were terrible. We see Betancourt missing two balls, Arthur misplays another pass, other players basically. It looked like they were still in the locker. Okay, it looked like they didn't come back to the pitch. Okay, and at that moment, it wasn't a scare because still the game is too long to be played. But you cannot allow the other team to score so easily. Okay, thank God they didn't score. Okay, but that is like a moment of the game where I think Mirlo need to grow. He need to like improve, because at that moment, he wait for the to make any sub, around the 70 minute, I think Morata came in, okay? And at that moment, when you see the first 5-10 minutes, the team is playing so poorly, you need to make a change just to give some kind of sign to the team. Come on, guys, something like that. So I would like him to be a little more reactive with this thing. And because, yes, it was really 5 minutes where we look like lost in the middle of the field.
Yeah, I think this feeling happens because we are still very used about how Juventus from Allegri played. I mean, when the match was 1-0 for us, we were sure that our defense were so solid that we would not concede a goal. While right now, it's not the same. And last season was even worse, because every single ball, it seemed that would hit the league's arm. So it was such a different feeling. And another different thing about this the way we play, for example, people used to compare Pjanic and Arthur, even if they are different players. But for example, Pjanic played better when Juventus were better, and right now it seems that when Arthur is playing a good game, a good solid match, the team's quality grows up, and it's kind of different. It's different, and that's a good thing, because we always asked to Pjanic to be the player to be on the match to control, and he's not that player. I'm not so sure that Arthur can be this kind of player, but there's a quality, and this is a team in general that we need to see, because the first season, it's a difficult and different period when you have to analyze things and see how players are going alongside together.
You're right. And especially going back to what I was saying about that, Pirlo needed like to improve, like stepping up his game, or like things are not going on well. We need to realize too that we have tried to change our style of play. So yes, you were right, but with Allegri we were so used going up 1-0, okay, and then defending, and we know that 99% of the time the people couldn't score on us, so we were trying to be more defensive, because we knew that one goal we were able to score one game here and one goal sooner or later. Right now actually we play, it was tried to play a like more like an open minded game, and like an European style where we try to attack with more player, but on the other hand we need to realize that doing this we allow them more space, more room to attack us, okay? So that's why we see a lot of counter being against us, and that's a way, that is the reason why when you're up 1-0 you really need to focus, not be defenders, but need to focus about scoring the second goal. And it looks like sometimes we are like stubborn, and or sometimes we like ourselves too much, because we know we are like champions in our team, and we know that sooner or later we are gonna score. But this, like, it looked like this season every bounce of the ball is going the opposite way, at least until us. So we'll see that luck is going to change a little bit, but we need to learn now to be like a little more cynical when we have the chance to score.
I agree 100%.
So look, just to go back a little bit, Serie A standing, Milan right now is still on the top, even after losing 3-0 against Atalanta. A game was unbelievable, because I think Atalanta could have easily won like 5 or 6-0, okay? And it was kind of weird saying like Mandzukic going having like the first game with Milan, and see Mandzukic with another jersey. It was really weird, okay? Actually, on the first ball that he touched, he had a chance to score, yeah. But Golini had a nice save.
People would say that number 9 score is over. They would say things like that.
They may
like
have
that.
A point there. Then we have Inter 2 points back, coming back like they're losing an occasion against Udinese. Udinese actually having a nice game, and Conte losing his mind and actually insulted the referee. Okay, a 0-0, because it looks like Inter is always a trouble with people. Where they found like team that are really physical. Udinese is a really physical team. They like to stay back. They don't allow much room. So really, Inter wasn't able to create much over there. And then in the third place, Roma.
That match from against Inter's match against Udinese remind me that match from Napoli against Udinese that Higuain got a red card. He went out so mad, and if we remain silent for 5 seconds, even here in Brazil, I can listen to Conte screaming out loud, because
it was embarrassing.
My God, what a foolish, he and department.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I would not like to talk about that.
Then we have Roma in third place, like 6 points behind Milan, and Roma, they actually won Fonseca, and I really have no idea what they're trying to do, because Fonseca, of course there is some issue with that, because look at Fonseca, actually is not able to win a game against a big team, but actually he's winning all the other games, so you're still like a third in the Serie standing, so I don't know what you're looking about there. And then of course there's Juventus in fourth place, 7 points behind Milan, with still one game will be played against Napoli. Napoli, they're like right now is sixth, and there is rumors that the Laurentiis want to sack Gattuso. So, and even there, and then Atalanta, like with the same. And if you think Atalanta,
sure,
is our point, this is 6-7 points behind Milan, and in the last three games, Atalanta won against Milan 3-0, and then they were able to get only 2 points with Genoa and Atalanta. So it looks like Atalanta is really hard to explain what they're trying to do, because if they were able to find some kind of pace and winning every game against a small team, okay, yeah, they really can be a serious candidate to be Sevilla winning, but it looks like they're still.
Yeah, and it's so difficult to remain with that intensity week after week, especially when you're changing your game style without Papu Gomez that is heading Sevilla, while Pessina is doing such a great season so far.
He had like a nice season last year with Verona. I know that Juric was mad because he wasn't able to stay, but he's starting every game for Atalanta. And then when you have Ilic playing the way he was playing, like Sarri, oh my god, what a player, guys! What a player! And you have Romero over there becoming a star after he had a really bad season against Genoa. Juventus basically give him like a down payment for Kulusevski, and hopefully we can make some money out of Romero because actually we need some money. To get our books better. So
there are some rumors that Juventus is trying to force Atalanta to pay the 20 million for Romero right now. Yeah, if that happens, Juventus would like to spend it.
Suddenly. Well, you know that. We need to June 30. I think we need to have at least 100 million euro as plus Valencia, to fix our books. And the moment you're able to get this kind of deal, you know, the sooner we can do this kind of thing, maybe the sooner we can make like the jump for like a player like Pogba or like Camavinga or like a player or Locatelli, you know, to try to make this team even better. Who knows?
Match after match. But if we talk about the present, we have to focus on
going back to the present. Spal Ferrara coming to Torino for Wednesday for a Capitalia. Hopefully, we're gonna see many changes. Okay, maybe we're gonna see some young player having a chance to start. Some room, maybe about Félix Correa and Fagioli, and because Rafinha got injured, we'll see what's gonna happen. So you know, I always care about Coppa Italia. You wanna say anything else?
I want to say that it would be nice to see some younger players, and I hope that maybe we will see our midfielders resting and maybe Tudor and Pirlo play in the starting lineup.
That would be funny. But that's it, guys. Thanks, guys, to being with us again. Thanks, Ruben Coneda, for hosting us. And as always, fino alla fine.